All right, thank you so much.
谢谢各位.
Well, this is the fourth weekend. We're going to celebrate Independence Day as we did Friday. It's wonderful to be able to celebrate our rights as one nation under God.
很高兴今天我们可以一起来庆祝我们的国庆。 这是在神的底下的一个国家，让我们一起庆祝我们的自由。感谢神，我们可以生活在神的自由之下。
Let freedom ring. Thank God we live in a nation where we have the God-given right of freedom of religion to worship every Sunday.
感谢神，我们可以在这里能够很自由的用我们的自由来敬拜我们的主。
We have liberty and justice for all. We're blessed to live in a land of immense and unequaled opportunities.
我们在这里人人自由平等，我们能够活在一个自由平等的土地上面，实在是上帝的一个祝福。
We've got some slides as we go along here. Each Independence Day, let freedom ring. There you go. Liberty and justice for all. There you go. And then God bless America. May God bless us not be because we deserve His blessing, but because of His abundant mercy and grace.
当我们说神祝福美国，我们蒙上帝的赐福，并不是因为我们有什么值得让上帝来祝福我们的，乃是完完全全因为上帝丰富的恩典跟慈爱。Today
we're going to be looking at Psalm 1.
今天我们来一起会研讨圣经的诗篇第一篇。Am
I living the blessed way of life?
我生活在一个蒙恩的生活里面吗？
You're catching up. You're doing great. All right. Despite the ads that try to persuade us that we can have it all, there are still times when we're confronted with mutually exclusive choices. That is, we can't have it both ways, and whose consequences cannot be changed.
今晚电视上的广告常常说，让我们拥有一切的一切吧。 但是还有是有一些事情是我们必须所有所抉择，也就是说，我们不可能凡事都左右兼得，往往结果是无法改变的。Examples
of such choices include what career to pursue, whether to use drugs, and you know what? I grew up in the '60s, and frankly, I can't remember if I used drugs or not. No, just kidding. And also, we must be faithful to commitments in our lives.
这些抉择包括我们选什么样的职业啦，或者是我们需不需要用毒品啊？讲员说我在六十年代长大，我记不得我是否用过毒品，但是这是开玩笑。或者是我们要不要在我们的信仰上面做一个委身的决定？Use
drugs too?
No.
There are choices, in other words, that make all the difference in the fabric and shape of our lives. To borrow a phrase from Robert Frost's most famous poem, The Road Not Taken. The poem reads in part.
Okay. 这些抉择都是我们生命里面很重要的决定。换句话说，这些抉择往往决定我们生命的形态跟样子。让我们借用这个人叫做 Robert Frost 他的一个有名的诗句。这个诗的名字是说错过的路。
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler long I stood, then took the other. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
翻译这个诗句实在很难。他说，在一个岔路的道路上面，有一个黄色的一个路标，分开两条路。那么很遗憾的，我没办法同时走这两条路。我是一个客旅，站在这个抉择的路口上面的时候，我会选择一条或者另外一条。但是我知道每一条路都有一个去处，走上了这条路以后，我就不能再回头了。那么看着这个路标， 我选择了一个很少人走的路，我才发现到这条路做了这个决定之后，我就决定了我的未来。
Here the choice is unavoidable. Sorry, I could not travel both. And the consequences are both without the possibility of change. Now how way leads onto way, I doubt if I should ever come back. And significant, I took the one, and that has made all the difference.
有些抉择是不可以免的，我无法同时走这两条路，但是不论走两条路，我们都在将来是没办法改变的。这个诗句里面告诉我们说，每条路都有一个去处，走上了就不可能再回来，并且这些影响都是很大的，都会在将来做很重要的决定。
Today we're going to examine two most significant choices we have in life. We may follow the path of the righteous or the path of the wicked. The path you choose will determine your purpose and pursuit in life, and finally your ultimate eternal destiny.
今天我们来看看两个我们生命当中最重要的抉择，我们可以去看我们要走义人的道路呢，还是走恶人的道路。你所选择的道路决定你的将来，你生命的目标和方向，最终这个决定是会决定你永恒的去处。
Point number one, the blessed man. Psalm 1 is a wisdom psalm and introduces the entire book of Psalms in the Bible. It serves as a gateway to the Psalms because it encourages the readers and hearers to meditate on the messages of God.Is communicating through songs and leads to a life of faith.
诗篇的第一篇是讲到一个有福的人，这篇的诗篇在圣经里面是对整个诗篇的一个引言。第一篇之所以成为整个诗篇的引言，是因为他鼓励的读者去思想这篇的诗章，让上帝借着诗篇教导读者过一个信心的生活。
The life expressed in Psalms is a messy life. It's full of real choices on a daily basis.Choices that include love, hatred, suffering, and life and death. This messy life must be brought before the Lord, all of it. How else can God's healing, revealing, confronting, and forgiving love penetrate into the darkest corners of the secret places of our hearts?
诗篇里面描述，我们人生是一个混乱的一个生命，每天充满了各样的选择，每天都在爱恨痛苦及生活或死亡的事情上面做一些抉择。我们每一天都需要把这样的混乱的 生命带到神的面前。还有什么能够让上帝的爱和医治他的同在，他们与我们面对面，或者是来穿透我们生命里面最黑暗的地方呢？
Today we're challenged to open up the door and let the light of God's word and wisdom into our lives. Let's first of all look at the righteous way of life, the blessed man.
今天让神挑战我们，把我们的心门打开，让神的话语去光照智慧来透入我们生命之中，让我们首先来看看一种义的生命，就一种被祝福的人生。
His direction Psalm 1 verse 1, Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
第一节是讲到他的方向，就是在诗篇里面讲到说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
Verse 1 is a positive exhortation by way of a negative example. This is a lifestyle to be avoided because it describes a life immersed in associations with all those who oppose God.
诗篇的第一节，第一章第一节是一个负面的例子，但是做一个正面的劝告，这是一种避免的，要避免的一种生活的形态，因为这样子的生活，紧紧的跟那些敌对上帝的事情有关。
The order of these three verbs, to walk, to stand, and to sit, indicate a gradual descent into evil. Those who choose this path first walk alongside.Then stops and immediately takes up permanent residence in the company of the wicked.
这三个字是三个动词，是walk, stand, and sit, 是同行、同在、然后同席，这三个渐渐进入邪恶的三个步骤。这些选择行恶的人，刚刚开始的时候只是跟着他们一起走， 到最后永远跟着那些亵慢人、邪恶人同住在一起。
Don't believe the wicked. The wicked are those who are opponents of God. When we make those all-important decisions in life, we have two main sources of truth: the Word of God or the wisdom of this world.
亵慢人指的是那些敌对上帝的人。当我们做生命中最重要的决定的时候，我们有两个主要的真理的来源，一个是上帝的话，或者是这个世界上的小聪明。
As a Christian, do I marry someone who is not a believer, even though I love him or her with all of my heart?
作为一个基督徒，我要跟一个非基督徒结婚吗？即使我非常的爱他。
Can I look at this pornographic material online because it's really just natural art?
我可以看一些在那个网络上面那些黄色照片吗？因为那些只是一些成熟的艺术啊。
Why shouldn't I do it? Everyone else is doing it.
为什么我不能够做？不是每个人都在做吗？
On an episode of the Bill Cosby show, Theo, his son, and Bill Cosby are having a discussion about peer pressure.
在电视剧《天才老爹》那个故事里面，有一天他儿子跟他爸爸讲到同侪的压力。
Theo says, Dad, when I make decisions now, I don't need your advice because I take the advice of my friends. Bill replies, Son, I'm a doctor. I've been to medical school. I've lived on earth twice as long as you have, and you'd rather listen to one of your friends, especially a boy named Cockroach, to give you advice rather than me?
他儿子跟他讲说，爸爸，在我做决定的时候，我不需要你的意见。我会找我的朋友征询他的意见。他父亲回答说，儿子，我是一个医生，我经过医学院的训练，而且我活过你两倍长的生命。在我人生之中，我无法了解，当你有问题的时候，你为什么去找你的朋友，特别是那个叫做蟑螂的男孩子。
Don't try to figure out your teenagers. Just love them and pray for them. If you try to figure them out, your head may explode.
不要去了解你的青少年，只要为他们祷告，爱他们。假如你还去做的话，你的头脑会爆炸的。
How can I resist peer pressure?
我们怎么样可以抗拒同侪的压力呢？
On candid camera, there was a situation where a person entered an elevator.And everyone on the elevator was faced toward the back of the elevator. What did most people do upon entering the elevator? Well, you guessed it. They did what everyone else was doing, and they faced the back of the elevator. Peer pressure is a powerful force, especially in the lives of teenagers.
有一个电视剧叫做Candid Camera, 就是恶作剧的影片。有一次有一个人进入一个电梯里面，他发觉到所有的人都背向着他，面对着墙壁。然后你知道当这个人进入这个电梯以后，他会怎么样做吗？你答对了，他跟其他人一样面对着墙壁。同侪的压力是一种很大的压力，特别是对青少年而言是一种非常大的压力。
How can we resist peer pressure?
我们怎么样去抗拒这样的一个同侪的压力呢？
First of all, be a person of conviction. Have the convictionThat the Word of God is the final authority in your life.
第一个就是要做一个有定见的人，在你心里面有一个定见的时候，知道上帝的话是你生命中最高的权威，你生命里面每一个决定都要照着圣经而做。
All decisions that we make in life should be biblically based decisions.
Okay, continue.
Oh, you already said that. Okay, good. I'm repeating after him now. Be a person who has godly companions. Your friends have a tremendous impact and influence on your lives. Wise counsel comes from Christian friends, from godly parents, and from church leaders.
做你朋友的一个虔诚的一个伙伴，一个敬虔的伙伴。那你的朋友对你的生命有巨大的影响力。聪明的劝诫来自那些基督徒的朋友、敬虔的父母和教会的领袖们。
And thirdly, be a person of commitment. Make the most important goal in your life to walk in the Spirit of God and to glorify God. God's glory, not selfish ambition or desires, should be the sole purpose of our lives.
做一个委身的人，就是说，在你生命当中，要让一个要一呃 在你的生命当中，第一个让你人生都必须依赖的圣经形式，然后荣耀神这样的一个生活的生命的目标，让上帝的荣耀成为你生命中唯一的目标，而不是一个自私野心跟欲望。
So be a person of conviction, be a person who has godly companions, be a person of commitment. These three safeguards will help you to resist peer pressure.
刚讲那三样，哪一样是你的决定呢？能够来帮助你抵挡同侪的压力呢？
Then don't behave like sinners.
不要像罪人、犯罪的人或者作恶的人那样的做事情。
The sinners in this text are these sinners here are not only those who commit acts of sin, but whose lives are shaped by sin.
这里我们说的罪人不是指那些犯罪的人，不仅指那些，而且是那些被罪所控制的人。
Why do so many people consider themselves to be Christians who are not Christians?
为什么有那么多人自称为是基督徒，但实际上他们不是基督徒呢？
The answer is because there's so little distinction today between those who are Christians and those who are not Christians.
答案是今天真的基督徒和假的基督徒实在没有太大的分别。
For instance, some people think I can hold a grudge against this person because after all,He or she slandered me first. This is not acceptable behavior before God, and it doesn't please God. Don't do this. No, 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 no.
比方说，有些基督徒会想说，我恨某一个人是没有关系的，毕竟是他先打我的，不是吗？这样的行为是上帝不可以接受的，所以我们不要做这样的事情。答案是 no, no, no,
no.
不是。
Francis Schaeffer, a Christian philosopher who is now with the Lord, in his book, The Great Evangelical Disaster, states, Here is the evangelical disaster, the failure of the evangelical church to stand for truth as truth. The evangelical church has accommodated to the world the spirit of this age.
Francis Schaeffer 是一位信主的一个哲学家，他已经过世了，已经与主同在了。在他的书名叫做福音大灾难里面有这样子说到，有一个福音的大灾难，那就是福音派的教会没有办法守住真道，这些福音派的教会跟世界妥协了，与这个世界的流行同流合污了。
How many of you have been to Hawaii?
有谁去过夏威夷？
Beautiful, isn't it?
很漂亮，不是吗？
There's really a street called Easy Street.
在夏威夷檀香山那边有一个街叫做方便街。
It's in Honolulu, Hawaii. If you take the Pale Highway northbound, travel about a third of the way to Pale Pass, turn right on Park Street, go one block, there you will see it. Easy Street.
在檀香山那边有一条街叫做这个 Easy Street。假如说你从巴黎这条路往北走。大概走了三分之一的路程的时候，你右转进入一条街叫做公园街，在公园街上你再多走一个路口，你就可以看到这条街叫做 Easy Street。
You may need GPS to get there.
你需要这个卫星定位仪。
The problem comes when you turn onto Easy Street and go one block, there's a sign that says dead end. Easy Street is a dead end street in Honolulu, Hawaii. Easy Street is not an option for the believer.We must dedicate ourselves to God every day and determine to glorify God by a pure life.
问题是当你走上这个方便路的时候，再多走一个路口，就看到一个路标说这是尽头，没有出口。方便街在檀香山是一条死路，这样的方便街对于信徒来说是不适当的。我们必须每一天委身我们自己来服侍上帝，并且立志去荣耀神，过一个纯洁的生活。
And number three, do not belong to the mockers.
第三个，不要跟亵慢人一伙。
The mockers are those who have a disdain for right living and seek to belittle and undermine those who want to be religious. To sit in the seat indicates a total identification with those who hate God.
亵慢人是一种在生活里面有瑕疵的，并且轻视、看不起那些寻求公义的人。坐在某一个位置上面，指的是那些完全与神敌对的一伙。
Someone identified accommodation to sin this way. When we see sin, we're first repulsed. Then we endure it. then we pity it. And finally, we embrace it. In our world controlled by Satan himself, it's easy to lose the sensitivity to sin. So we must maintain a daily walk with God.
有些人是这样跟罪同流合污的。他们说，当我们犯罪的时候，首先我们拒绝他，然后我们容忍他，最后我们可怜他，到最后我们要在这个要活在一个被撒旦所控制的世界里面。在这个世界里面，我们很容易失去对罪的这个敏感性，所以我们每天都必须与神同行。
We must beware of a life dominated by sin. In ancient Greek mythology, those who would look at Medusa's head would be turned into stone. If we believe the lies of the wicked, behave like those in the world around us, and live the lives dominated by sin, be certain of this. Our hearts will surely be turned into spiritual hearts of stone.
我们必须警觉在我们生活当中控制我们的那些罪。在古希腊的神话里面，有一个神叫做 Medusa。他这样的一个神，当你看他的时候，你就会变成一个石头。假如我们相信那些恶人的话，行事与为人跟他们一样，跟这个世界的人一样，并且活在一个被罪所主宰的一个生活里面，我们的灵魂的那个心就会变成一个石头的心。
Then we see his delight in verses 2 and 3.
我们看到他的喜爱。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
The transition here, but expresses the appropriate alternative to what has preceded. Rather than associating with those who are evil, the readers are encouraged to delight themselves in the law of the Lord.
在这段经文的开始的时候，有一个转折的一个词，就是但是，它说明了一个对于之前所说的一个文句，在和后面有一个很大的改变。我们不仅不应该与那些行恶的人相交，并且应该喜悦于生活在神的话语之中。
Number one, permanence.
第一个，不改变的。
The thought here is that the tree is planted by the master gardener in a place where it can receive nourishment and can flourish.
不改变的，这里面说的是说，像一棵树一样栽在园子里，园丁定期的来浇灌、来栽种、来滋养它。
Let me add this, Brother Howard. God's hand is always working in your life and my life.
我们来问他 ，Howard 说，上帝是不是在你的生命里面一直来改变你，一直来滋养你
？It's a great comfort to me to know.That God always is working in my life and has my best interest in His heart.
在我的生命当中，上帝永远对我是有最好的计划，并且最好的安排。
Where has the master gardener planted you?
这一位大的这个园丁，他在你的生命里面对你有些什么影响呢？
If you're like me, there's times that you've complained.God, why did you allow this to happen to me?
假如像我这样子，常常跟上帝讲说，上帝啊，为什么这事情发生在我身上呢？
Why am I going through this difficult situation?
为什么要经过这样子困难的时光呢？
Believe me, God is working in your best interest and loves you with all of His heart.
相信我，上帝对你的生命里面有最好最好的计划。
We're going to look at 2 and 3 together: productivity and prosperity.
我们看第二点跟第三点，就是尽都顺利，还有按时候结果子。
The well-watered tree is healthy and fruitful. This illustrates a person whose life is rooted in the life-giving water of God's word. This person's life is prosperous, and that he is successful and fruitful in his life.
有充足浇灌的这样的一个树，它是健康的，而且是结实累累的。这样的人好像一个活在 永流的水，上帝的话语之中。这个人的生命和生活里面尽都顺利，并且有丰盛的生命。
See, God should be able to put His product on the market, are you still serving God even though those goosebumps are gone that you had in the beginning of your Christian life?
上帝绝对可以把这样子一个很丰富的一个成熟的果子放在市场上来卖的。各位弟兄姊妹，你今天仍然继续的服侍上帝吗？还是你已经放弃了那个起初爱的爱主的那个心呢？
Where is your fruit? Are you a spirit-filled believer whose life pictures the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22?
你的果子在哪里呢？你是一个被圣灵充满的基督徒吗？像是在加拉太书五章二十三节那里所说的，你是一个有圣灵所充满、结圣灵果子的基督徒吗
？And who is your fruit? How many people have you shared your faith with this past year? And are you discipling someone for Jesus Christ right now?
谁是你的属灵的果子呢？在今年你向多少人传福音呢？是否在今天有一个弟兄或姊妹正在跟你一起接受门徒训练呢？
And then the blessed man's destiny in verse 6.
最后我们说到他的去处。
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
因为耶和华知道义人的路，恶人的路却必灭亡。
How we live our lives and where we take a stand has life-shaping consequences. There are two ways of righteousness and wickedness, and this is a teaching method to teach biblical wisdom.
我们应该是怎么样的生活，或者是选择一个什么样的生活方式，往往改变我们生活的我们生命的结局。我们之所以用两条路，就一条是义路，一条是恶人的道路，这是一个很智慧属灵的教学的工具。
The way of a person is a chosen life path. If left unchecked, determines their ultimate goal and destiny.
一个人生命的方向，他选择生命的道路，取决于他是否愿意改变他最后要去的地方。
The verb translated here watches over is yada in Hebrew, to know. Knowing in Hebrew is not simply knowing informational knowledge about something or someone. It's the end result of experience and relationship. The Lord knows our way. And like a great pathfinder, he secures, oversees, and guides the course of our lives.
有一个动词是 watch over， 这句话是从希伯来话里面亚达这个字翻译过来的，意思是说知道或学习的意思。那知道或学习在希伯来文里面不仅是知道在知识上面对于人事知道而已，学习的结果往往是带来应该带来经验跟关系。上帝知道我们的道路，他好像知道我们生命当中他是我们的开路先锋，是我们的守卫者，是我们的看护的人，或者是我们生命里面的引导者。
And Brother Howard, as I went through this message, I thought, I'm so thankful for God's guidance in my life. Amen.
我非常感谢上帝成为我的引导的人。
I want to praise God today for how he has taken me through each step of my life.
我赞美神，他如何在过去里面把我一步一步的带到今天。
And when I think about it, I just praise him because I've been blessed with a wonderful wife.
当我在思考这个事情，上帝是怎么样带领我的时候，我就想到我那很可爱的太太。
That one there.
他太太在那边 ，Debbie.
And blessed with two wonderful children.
有两个很好的小孩。
Two daughter-in-laws and two grandchildren.
哇、wow, 有两个有两个媳妇还有两个孙女。
And when we think about it, how good has God been to us?
当我们想想看上帝怎么样对我们有这么多的好处。
Ted, how good has God been to you?
他待我们多好。
Right next to you there is a beautiful lady.
有一位很漂亮的女士。
I see these beautiful children here in our congregation.
我看见很多很漂亮的小孩在我们当中。
And children to come.
还有一些是将来的小孩。
God has been good to us.
上帝一直是对我们非常的好。
I'm glad that by His grace and mercy that I'm on the blessed way.
我很高兴上帝这样的带领我，让我一生都蒙祝福。
And now we're going to look at the wicked man.
那现在我们来看看这些恶人，这些亵慢人。
His direction in verse 1.
这些人的方向呢?
The wicked man's worldview is shaped by his course of life, walking with the wicked, standing with those whose lives are shaped by sin, and totally identifying with those who mock and oppose God. Satan has deceived this person into thinking he is the master of his life and faith, when in fact his life is spiraling downward out of control.
在恶人的世界里面, 他们也是被他们的生活方式来塑造, 跟恶人同行的, 和恶人同伙的, 生命也同样被罪来塑造, 并且这些人, 他们完全敌对, 上帝, 与敌对上帝的人认同, 并且撒旦已经骗了这些人, 让他们认为他们就是自己生命主掌自己生命生死的主, 事实上他们的生命正陷入罪而无法控制。
His despair in verse 4.
他所忧虑的,
Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
恶人并不是这样, 他应该像糠皮一样被风吹散。
See, there's a sharp contrast here is evident between those who have rooted themselves in evil and drawn their nourishment from the wicked. These will dry up and blow away, while the rooted and well-watered trees flourish and produce much fruit.
跟前面我们所讲艺人的生活有极端的相反，就是这些罪人的生活，他们是那些把自己陷入在罪里面，并且用罪恶来浇灌他们生活的这些人。 他们的生命会枯干，之后就像糠皮一样会被吹去，并且那些被浇灌在神里面的人可以有丰盛的果子。During
the harvest time, the servants would separate the wheat from the chaff by taking a winnowing fork, and they would throw the grain up into the air, and the wind would blow the chaff away, and it would leave the wheat to fall on the threshing floor. The chaff was driven by the wind, and the tree then would defy the wind.
在丰收的日子，就在收成的时候，农人们他们会用铲子把这些麦子跟糠皮同时铲起来，丢在空中里面，然后风就会来吹，把它们吹散了。凡是属于糠皮的都被吹散了，然后麦子会留在地上，糠皮就四处飘散。 糠皮被风飘散之后，麦子会留在地上。但是那些深深植入土里面的那些树，它们是能够抵挡风的。The
question is, and this is a little addition, the question is, are we living a righteous life that leads to a fruitful and prosperous and happy end?
问题是说，我们是不是那些深深在我们生命当中，有很深的根，然后我们可以抵挡风的这些人？
Or are we following the ways of this world and are deceived by Satan and our end will be eternal destruction?
还是说我们像这些罪人一样的，我们像糠皮一样的，然后被吹散，最终是我们的生命是归于无有。
Charles Spurgeon wrote, the righteous man carves his name in the rock. The wicked man writes his remembrance in the wind. The righteous man plows furrows of earth and sows and has a harvest here which shall never be fully reaped until he reaches eternity.
有一个人是Charles Sprott, 他说一人把他名字刻在石头上面，但是恶人呢，把他的记忆放在风里面。一人把土，就是他会努力耕作，把土爬出来，然后植苗。 然后在原地，他等他成熟的时候才收割。But
as for the wicked man, he plows the sea. And though there may be a shining trail behind his keel, the waves pass over it. And the place that knew him shall know him no more forever. Happy is the man who trusts in God.
但是恶人呢？恶人好像也在做那个爬土的工作，但是他们在海里面爬那个水。 在那时候，他们在动的时候，看到海水闪闪发光，在他的脚跟那边。但是当风浪一来的时候，他原来的地方就不再纪念他们。唯有信靠主的人才有喜乐。And
then finally, we look at the wicked man's destiny.
最后，我们看这些恶人的结局。
Verse 5 says, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
恶人的结局就是这样，他们在将来就在面对审判，与神隔绝。
The way of the wicked ends ultimately in judgment, separation from God, and eternal destruction. Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 says, there's two roads. There's the broad road that leads to destruction, and then there's the narrow road that leads to eternal life.
刚刚讲到说，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。在耶稣在马太福音第七章十三到十四节那里说，有两条路，宽广的路通往死亡，而窄的路才能够通往永生。
A few years ago, Deb and I were on vacation in Cancun.
有一天，几年以前，我太太跟我在Cancun那边休假。
We were at a wonderful seafood restaurant named Pier 12. We were looking out onto the Caribbean and ordering Caesar salad, coconut shrimp, baked potato, key lime pie. It was wonderful.
我们家很好的餐厅，这餐厅的名字叫做十二号码头。我们远眺这个加勒比海，然后我们点了沙拉，凯撒沙拉，然后我们又点了椰子虾、烤土豆，还有莱姆派，真是很漂亮。
Yeah, it's good too. Yeah. I noticed a young newlywed couple. The guy had a Detroit shirt on, and nobody wears a Detroit shirt unless he's from the Detroit area.
突然间，我看见一对刚刚结婚的夫妇。 但是男的他穿着底特律的运动衫，我知道没有人会穿底特律的运动衫，除非他们来自于底特律。We
introduced ourselves, and I found out he was a graduate of U of N. Go Blue.
我们彼此介绍了一下，我们发觉啊，他是从 U of N 毕业的 ，Go Blue.
He was attending the Michigan Theological Seminary and attended Crossroads Church in Adrian, Michigan.
而且他也曾经上过密西根神学院，并且在十字路教会那边，在 Andrew 那边聚会。
As they shared their lives, the young man said, "I was a business major at U of M without Christ in my life. I had no direction or purpose in my life. Now my life is new and exciting. When I met my wife and I met the Lord, the whole course of my life was changed."
当我们在分享生命的时候，这个年轻人说：“我以前在 UM 的这个商学院读书，我那时候我没有基督的生命，也没有生命的目标。但现在每一件事情都是新的，都是令人兴奋。当我遇见我的太太和上帝的时候，我整个人的人生改变了。”
How about you today? What road are you on? What way have you taken?
今天你呢？你今天是走在什么道路上面？ 还是你已经选择了什么样的道路呢？
As a Christian, is the world influencing you more than the Word of God? Take it to the Lord. Turn your wickedness, your sinfulness, your guilt, and your sin over to the Lord. Isaiah says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
假如你已经信主了，今天的世界对你的影响比较多呢，还是上帝对你的影响比较多？
Today, I'd love for you to make that decision you've been thinking about for several weeks. The decision to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Trust Him right now. Believe it. Believe me, if you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, it'll make all the difference for eternity.
好不好？今天做一个决定，做了一个你想了好几个礼拜的决定，相信耶稣基督成为你个人的救主，相信我，这样的决定将改变你永远的一生。
Let's bow our heads for just a close, short word of prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Lord, I ask you, Lord, to touch and convict hearts today.
耶稣，我们求你来触摸我们的心。
Lord, for someone here today who doesn't know you as Savior, Lord, may they put their faith and their trust in you.
我们求主你在今天让那些还没有接受你成为个人救主的人，用你自己来感动他们的生命。
With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around.
我们希望每一个人都把头低下来，闭上你的眼睛，不要东张西望。
Would someone like to raise their hand and say, Pastor, pray for me?
有没有人要这样在这个时候说，牧师，请你为我祷告？
I've been thinking about trusting Christ as my Savior, but I haven't made that decision quite yet.
我以前曾经在想过怎么样成为基督徒，但是今天我要做这样的决定。
Pray for me that I might make that decision to trust Christ.
帮助我在今天我能够做这样的决定。
If anyone feels that way, would you please raise your hand so we can pray for you? No one's looking around.
若是你今天有这样的决定，说要让基督成为个人的救主，请你举手。
Thank you for that hand. Someone else?
请你举手。有人要让耶稣基督成为个人的救主，请你举手。
Pastor, pray for me because I'm not making biblical decisions in my life. Pray that God would help me to trust Him and to make the right kind of decisions that will glorify Him.
我们的主，我们求你帮助我们在我们的生命当中做正确决定，能够来接受你成为我们的主。
Pastor, pray for me that I might glorify God in my life.
能够帮助我，让我在今天可以做这样的决定。
Someone raise your hand. Pastor, pray for me that I might glorify God in my life.
有没有人要做这样子的祷告？说牧师帮我做这样子的祷告。
Dear Father, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to Lord work in hearts.
上帝，我求你在我们心里面动工。
And for those who would trust you today, may they come up and talk with one of us after the service.
愿那些在心里面这样做祷告的人，今天散会之后可以到我们的面前跟我们一起分享。
Salvation is for all those who would receive you as their Savior.
救恩是临到那些凡是做这样祷告的人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。